Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And it is my pleasure to have the show today. I'm riding solo with my dragons. I have a lot of people say they really enjoy the dragon readings. And I'm very happy to correct some energy for anyone who wants to take an energetic shift. I'm in the mood. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. I just want to say once again, Happy New Year to everyone. We're kind of moving into this new year, and pretty soon we're going to have the Chinese New Year. If you took in the show with Phil Free last week, we were talking about, New Year's Eve and New Year's resolutions. And we were talking about, and that was on the Dr. Pat show. And now I was thinking that what the card that came up this morning, actually there's two cards that came up, three. I just finished about a month ago, I finished a beautiful dragonfly. She's got a gold background. Her name is Core Strength, and she is the energizer of the deck. And I am hearing from a lot of people right now that they are feeling tired. They're feeling exhausted. They're feeling like fluish, etc. This is so common. At this time of year, what happens is it's kind of like the party's over and then we got to take stock. And if you notice at this time of year, a lot of us are, besides taking stock of our own lives and taking, taking steps to get ready for the new year and moving forward in a strong way. This is what's for a lot of people right now. They're saying that there's a lot of job changes. I'm having a lot of sessions with people from all around the world, and a lot of them have a lot of concerns around their careers, a lot of changes in their offices, changes in the systems, all of that. And so what a lot of people say is they're finding this very, very stressful. They're exhausted from it, and they're also feeling fluish. I just want to do a quick correction for that, a shift for everybody listening right now. The flu typically comes in around this time of year or right before Christmas, like is when people really start feeling the head colds and the flu, the viral, like the virus of the flu. And I know for a lot of people, it is contagious. And we do know that the flu is contagious. Having said that, anytime we have an issue with our body, like and generally when it's in the sinuses and it's in the upper chest and all of that, that comes along with the flu, the nausea, that's related to the gut to the central nervous system. We want to strengthen that. So what happens is this is when the bills come in from Christmas. And typically, around this time of year, a lot of people make their exit right before Christmas or right after Christmas. So I've had a lot of people with that going on, you know, changing jobs or people leaving their lives, like in relationship wise, a lot of that happening for a lot of people, and also changing positions at work. You know, we were just talking, Carter and I, about the websites, you know, changing the website, updating websites, making everything look the way you want it for the new year coming up. I prefer the Chinese New Year. So as Phil and I had said, if you already broke your New Year's resolution and it's only January 9th now, have no fear. There's another new year around the corner. That would be February 16th and the Chinese New Year. And that will be the year of the dog. And so what's coming up is a lot of people are moving in, like this last year, 2017 was very trying for a lot of people because it's a 1 year. And in a 1 year, everything that you didn't get done, basically everything that you didn't clean up, everything that, that you are, still working on and haven't quite changed about yourself or haven't really had the courage to look at. That's what my dragons, they are, the cards basically can be used for feng shui and around the house. And I love to do that in my house because the energy correcting cards remind me when I look at them that, hey, you know, shift yourself. Don't fall into the old patterns. Don't fall into the old stories about how you can't do it or this happened or when I was five, this happened. And now I'm, you know, 50 and I'm still concerned about it. We need to get to a place where we kind of automatically move into where we stop ourselves and allow ourselves to be in a position where we can be calm, go inward, and then get the applicable answer that is going to benefit us at the most at that time. And because we are all so unique as human beings, that answer is going to be different for different people. And so this new card, the Energizer, I have posted on Facebook just before I went on the air here. And the other card that came up was the Balance card, which I just started yesterday. It's all I know so far is it's a dragonfly and it has a green background. But it is about balance and the aspects of life. And when I do a teleshifting conference called Float Your Boat. And the reason I called it Float Your Boat is because if you think about these different 12 aspects of life as like on a craft and you're going down the river on a boat, and of course my boat's a dragon boat, but if you're rowing and you have 12 people on that boat and you consider each of those 12 people as one of the aspects of life, aspects of life to me are like states of being, behavioral patterns that we tend to fall into as humanity in general and society in general. And so these aspects of life are, when they're in balance, what happens is we have an ability to balance the craft. And so, you know, just like in a boat, like if there was four or five or six people, there's 12 people on the boat and 10 of them are rowing hard, but there's two in the back that aren't, or there's one in one corner, you know, in the right hand corner and one in the left that aren't, what's going to happen is the boat's going to go off course. And this is how I like to think of the different aspects of life. So on my teleshifting call, what I do is, you can check it out at www.thetruthisfunny.com. I bring in the people that are on that call. Everybody sends me an issue that they really would like to work on. And then I take the group synergy of that call and I go through the different issues that people have sent in and I strengthen the whole group to all of those issues, just as sort of what I'm doing here on the radio show, just right now in this, like shifting the energy so that everybody can step into a stronger way of being. And what happens is a lot of people what they do is when they feel like discomfort or they feel a little bit upset, what they'll do is they'll kind of lower their vibration to fit in with everybody else and to empathize with the group. So we want to strengthen for anyone out there that is having the issues. We do have a caller that we're going to take after the first break here. And anyone who has a similar issue, we want to strengthen that and move it forward, like so that for the person that's the strongest at that level. And so these calls are once a month. They're the third Thursday of the month. And you can buy those individually on thetruthisfunny.com, or you can buy them in a special pack that you can get and you get two of them free then. And so you can check that out if it interests you. The aspects of life, I followed that with the horoscope, because that actually does go from Aries all the way to Pisces. That is actually the stages of life that we go to, and typically these states of being that we get ourselves in when we're going through those stages of life. Drawing those pictures, I only have four left to do, has been an amazing journey for me. I've learned so much. Anyway, you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today, I guess, is my dragons from Tales from the Vector. You can check them out at www.talesfromthevector.com. And if you want to see the golden dragonfly that I'm talking about, she's with this beautiful blue lotus. I just posted her, and you can check that out at my Facebook page on Colette Marie Stephan, and that is, or on The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm doing dragon card readings from Tales from the Vector. And you can look that up at www.talesfromthevector.com. These energy correcting cards are part of an oracle that I've been working on for 11 years. And I am so happy to say I have 59 done. I'm in the, or 55 done, sorry. Nine to go. I've been working on it, like, as I said, for 11 years. So there's 65 cards. And yeah, I'm so excited that I'm in the single digits now. Carter, and you said that we have a caller here. It's Chelsea from Canada. Is she there?
Hello?
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear
good,
me all
how
right?
Are you?
Good, good. So, you know, I just wanted to check in with you. Is this the same Chelsea that called in last week?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you, you know, what's going on with you now? What did you experience after you called in?
After I called in, I experienced quite a big shift with my pushing and pulling, how I push people away and then pull them in, my loved ones close to me. I've noticed a huge difference, and I actually remind myself to stick the tip of my tongue on the roof of my mouth and breathe and center myself. So
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
That is amazing. Good work. How does it feel to you
know
that, you're very welcome, and I'll tell Phil. So I just was curious for you, like, what are you noticing about what that's doing for you?
I've noticed it's slowing my, like, normally I would jump right to reaction. It's slowing me down. Like, it slows me down, putting my tongue on, the tip of my tongue on the roof of my mouth. And
yeah, I just maybe you're
my
going
to my spine.
Yeah, good. I'm just going to explain. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to explain to people out there what we're talking about in case they don't, you know, they haven't listened to me talk about that before. So Chelsea had phoned in last week, and she was having an issue with feeling that she's always pushing or pulling the people that she has relationships with in her life, the significant relationships. And what the advice that, you know, Phil and I gave her is to make sure she grounds herself before she speaks. And we were talking about, and this is the card Reckless Abandon. And Reckless Abandon is in my deck, it's the gypsy card. And the thing about a gypsy is they're always ready to travel anywhere they want at any time. They don't have a lot of baggage. They don't carry a lot with them. And the reason, and the card is spelled WRECKLESS, Reckless Abandon. And this card is about freedom, and it's about giving yourself total permission to have freedom. And freedom comes from discipline of the mind. It's and what we were explaining to Chelsea is that with the subconscious mind, when we get upset and we get triggered by something, we have a tendency to follow the same pattern that our brain has followed for years. And this is the subconscious mind is pretty much developed by the time you're 6 or 7 years old. So a lot of times the reactions that we have are reactions to how our parents would have handled it, what our cultural expectations are, religious, all of these things. So we just, what we were telling Chelsea is to stop herself before she speaks, before she goes into the old comfortable way that she goes into when she's in discomfort, and to put her tongue on the roof of her mouth, which automatically grounds you. It actually connects you to your source energy, whatever you prefer to call that, and it stops you from being able to say anything. And so you can learn, a lot of people, what they do is they go into a yes when they're talking to other people, or an automatic no without, it's more of a reaction than a calculated the words that they use wouldn't be the words that they would use if they weren't triggered. Let me put it to you that way. And so that's what she's speaking about now, is putting the energy into her spine, strengthening your posture, putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth, just giving you that couple seconds to ground yourself before you yell at the kids, before you yell at your mate, before you say yes to someone when you want to say no. And so having explained that now, Chelsea, I just wanted to find out what you would like to work on today. And I want to thank you for calling in, because that was very powerful for a lot of people. We got a lot of emails. And, you know, I want to thank you for having the courage to come in on the show and share with us. And, you know, every time someone comes on the show, many people in the audience will have the same issue, and will, whether you're listening before or after, you still will feel the shift. So what's going on for you now? What would you like to improve now?
I would like to improve I want to be able to listen intently to people, because I find when someone's talking, I'm waiting my turn and I just interrupt them, or I cut them off and finish what they're saying. And I'm really trying to stop it, and it's really, I'm challenged with it. So I would like to shift that somehow.
Okay, and what number are you at? If I was to give you a basic scale, 0 to 10, 10 being, okay, I'm really triggered by this, this is really bothering me, to 0 being totally neutral about it, where are you on that scale?
I'd say about a 6 or 7.
Okay, and you know, what's coming up is... The card that I picked right now for you is the card called Deception. And Deception is... This card has a picture of a woman kissing a frog. And, of course, it's a prince. But actually, this is the sapo frog from Peru. And when I was in Peru, I had a very... we took the sapo medicine in Peru. And it's frog medicine. And I had a very strong picture given to me that of this, that, you know, the biggest deception on the earth right now is that there's a war between men and women. There's not a war between men and women. And so we just want to strengthen that for you. Do you find that you have a tendency to do this more with men or with women, or is it both sexes the same?
I'd say both the same.
Okay.
Probably more with men, but pretty much the same.
Okay. So, because what we want to do first and foremost is get you strong to recognizing that just the fact that you're aware of the fact that you're doing it is kind of like you've put yourself in a place of observation, observing yourself doing it. And that's the first step, really, is being able to get neutral enough to say, yes, I noticed that I'm doing this. So we're going to energetically, when it comes up, and this has been coming up for quite a few people, if you're afraid that someone's going to say something that you don't want to hear, is that when you notice it the most?
No, I just find I always want to talk. I always shift the attention back to me when it should be on that person.
Okay.
It's like I'm seeking to be understood rather than understand.
Okay, so understanding and being understood. So it's kind of, you have a weakness to the word understood, and it's kind of like being standing under. Like literally, like it's coming up like that when you don't get your chance to speak, it's coming up from when you were a little child. And how were you in school when you were asked to, you know, called to put, you know, to answer a question?
I was really shy in school.
Yeah, because this is what's coming up.
I didn't like to speak up. I didn't really have a voice, I guess.
Yeah, and so what's coming up is this is like suppressed emotions around that, and a feeling of if you don't get to say what's on your mind, you're going to get blamed for something right away. And the underlying energetic weakness here, the underlying energetic emotion is actually shame, feeling ashamed. And so does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to all the times that you've felt shamed or seen others. It bothers you actually more now to see others feeling shame or to cause shame to others. And so they're doing a lot of research now, and you can actually see how the brain pathways change when someone is experiencing a lot of shame in their life. And so we want to take all the times that you've ever felt that you've haven't risen to the challenges coming up, that you haven't gotten to the top of your game is coming up. And so in many ways, this is actually, it may seem like this is coming from more from your personal relationships, but it's actually coming up more like purpose in life for you. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it more in my personal relationships, yes.
Well, you feel safer to express it in your personal relationships and not so safe to express it in your more career one. So, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break again here, but if you want to hang on through the break, I'll come back and I'll work on this a little bit more for you and for everybody else listening in, and we'll check in and see what number you're at when we come back. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at talesfromthevector.com, and you can also find me, as I said, on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And also, I just wanted to say that I am going to be speaking at the Illuminate Psychic Fair at 2:00 on Sunday. We'll be there with the booth with all the cards and everything. If you happen to be in Kelowna, that will be on the Friday night, the 19th, from 5 till 9:00. And then on the Saturday and Sunday, it runs from 10 till 5, sorry. And we will be there at the booth. And as I said, I'll be speaking at 2:00, and I'll be giving a live demonstration of how this work actually, how this energy work, how you can experience if you're around there. It's, I love to give these talks and would love to see you there. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We just had a quick break, and we had Chelsea from Canada on the radio here with us, and she was wanting to work on her listening and hearing skills. And Chelsea, when we started, I can't remember now what name, what number you gave. What number was it?
Table of seven.
Okay, and so where are you at now? Is it the same, or has it changed?
I'd say it's down to about a four.
Yeah, I got that it's about a four. And what the two cards that I picked, and this is interesting today, this is another one of the tactics. It's dissemination of information. And when I'm speaking about the tactics, I have seven cards in my deck that actually represent the seven tactics that Edward Snowden identified that are generally used in the media, governments, et cetera, to kind of throw people off their game, you could say, or to get people to be compliant and do as told. And this is coming up for you is kind of the card that came up, what the number one weakness for you for hearing was. Have you ever been in court at a hearing?
No.
Do you have if you think about going to court and having to be heard in court, how does that feel to you?
Not good.
Yeah, so a lot of people have this fear. And so the card that I had picked was, I'm just looking for it now here. It's the, if you're online, it's the second card of disruption, or sorry, of it is dissension. And so these tactics are tactics that we use on ourselves, and we also to sabotage ourselves, without really realizing we're doing it. And there are also tactics that are that we use on others to manipulate them to get what we want from them. And so, the two that came up now are deception and the dissemination of information. So that's when you're not sure of the information, and that came up for you when you're not sure that you're going to have the right answer, or that the answer is even going to please someone else. That's when you go weak. And you also go weak when other people are not feeling strong to what they're saying, and you kind of take that on as your own thing. So we want to strengthen you, not just to hearing, but to actually listening and not listening. So if you don't, it's coming up, there's many times that you did not want to listen to what people had to tell you. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then even what's coming up, that the times that you have not listened to yourself, and we all do that, when that intuition is telling us, this isn't a good move, and we make it anyway because of sometimes logic will tell us that. And the problem with that, and it's not that logic is a bad thing, of course, we all need to use logic, but if we are have a problem and we ask a logical question and then we try and find a logical answer to solve that question, what happens is we need a creative solution, because what happens is we end up like a dog chasing its tail, going in circles. And so we just want to strengthen you to that, like not fooling yourself and going in circles. And so this is part of one of the layers of what we were shifting for you last week. And there's many layers because people are complicated. We operate on very many planes of existence, time and space, and there's a lot going on. And so we just want to strengthen all of that for you. And what's coming up, I just would like to check in with you right now. Has that shifted for you at all again?
Just a little. I'd say about a 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. See, so because and see how you just coughed? This is about really a fear of expressing yourself and being clear. And so we just want to re-strengthen you to this, that, you know, you're not going to say anything unless you're clear about what you're going to say. And so that means that just as you're about to blurt something out, to just strengthen yourself again, as we said at the beginning, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, get yourself grounded, really, really listen and correct yourself to that and start to notice the times when you don't listen, when you could be listening, and you're not upset or triggered. And that's going to tell you a lot about yourself and about any judgment around this. And so there we go. See, I just heard you yawn. And this is kind of like when people want to express themselves and they feel that they're not adequately able to do that, when I'm shifting them, they start to yawn a lot. And I noticed this when I was in Peru in ayahuasca ceremony, that if I was about to purge, I would start yawning first. And so what's coming up for you, when you get that feeling like where you just want to open your mouth, close it. How does that feel to you?
Feels a lot better.
Yeah. So you notice you're yawning a lot right now?
Yeah. And releasing lots. Yeah. I feel
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like, let's strengthen you that part of the thing is why you override people is you can feel that maybe they're going to be weak to what they say and you want to stop them before they say it. Or if you're going to be weak to what they say, you want to stop it before they say it. So it's just allow yourself to listen to the whatever the person is saying and just strengthen yourself to that right now for everybody to be able to just listen and go calm and not have to come up with an answer, not have to fix the problem, not have to give an explanation. All of these things are so we're going to strengthen that on both ends. You want to be neutral if you have to give an explanation and you don't have one. That's when you can say to someone, I'll get back to you when I know. A lot of people, they and this comes a lot of the times like from being shy in school and being afraid to put up your hand and being afraid that you're going to give the wrong answer. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you, for everybody else out there, that you'll just notice. And it's coming up like a lot of judgment. And so with those tactics, a lot of the tactics are around judgment. Are you are you making enough money? Are you... quite a lot of those things are built on the false obligations of society, that you have to have this much money by this age, you should have accomplished this, you know, you're at this age and you don't have children and, you know, or you do have too many children or you have children and you're single or you have, you know, there's so many judgments that people can make. And we want to strengthen you to just allowing yourself to listen to the question and notice when that fear comes up. You're going to feel it. It's mostly in your throat where you feel it. And so most people, you know, it's in the heart and the throat, the solar plexus. So taking a deep breath, you know, and then if you don't know the answer, giving yourself total permission to say, I'll get back to you when I have an understanding of this for myself. How does that feel to you?
Feels a lot better. I feel a lot more like pretty neutral now.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming up is putting it into practice. That's where you go weak a bit because it's kind of like, oh man, like I feel so good now, but what if I can't withhold, you know, maintain this? And so we just strengthen you. If you don't maintain it and you have you make a mistake and you do speak up, before you're ready to, and you say something you don't want, you're allowed to say, oh, excuse me, could you repeat what you just said? I don't think I heard you clearly. And really let them know. and then, you know, really correct yourself again to listen. And you'll notice as you do this, if you don't do it with judgment against yourself, like, oh, rats, I did it again. You know, how could I do that again? Instead, congratulate yourself for catching yourself. When years ago, it was about, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And this is kind of a joke because you're Canadian, you'll get it. But I found myself, I tested it. And I started noticing, like, you know, if you're going through a door and someone holds the door open for you, but you accidentally bounce it off them or something, and you say, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, that's a good, you know, time to say, I'm so sorry. But I was saying, I'm sorry when someone stepped on my foot, or I was saying sorry basically 26 times a day on average. And I was like shocked. And so I started recognizing it, and I started telling people, if I said I was sorry, but I really didn't have a reason to be sorry, then what I did is I would say to them, well, you know, actually, I'm not sorry, but I was a bit clumsy and stepped on your foot. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
So you can say something to someone and then realize that you said something that you want to take back and allow yourself to do that right away rather than having to live with the choice that you made. And so I just want to thank you for calling in and sharing this with us. And, you know, and feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let me know, you know, how it's going for you. And once again, thank you for the courage to call in.
Thank you so much, Colette.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have an awesome day. Yeah, we're at that time again to have another break. So, you know, I'm just going to wrap this up and explain a little bit about the different aspects I was talking about, because I should have time in the next segment. And this is The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we just had Chelsea on, and we were talking about listening, hearing, and being able to energetically shift yourself into a calm state so that you make strong choices in the moment. And that there's quite a few layers to all of this. I also wanted to say, I'm very happy to say, and I really want to thank everybody for their feedback on this, that we had someone call in, I think it was with Karen, it was with Karen Campbell Benton, and it was a mom who was really going through a very stressful time, and she was having challenges with her partner and was due to have a baby in 5 weeks, and she reported right after, about I think it was a week and a half later, that she felt way better. She was totally enjoying her pregnancy, and then ba-boom, her baby came 5 weeks early, and she's a little girl, and she's very healthy, very, you know, tiny, because she came 5 weeks early. But she said she was so grateful to have the opportunity to be able to enjoy the pregnancy for, you know, the time that she really did. And so I just wanted to say to her, thank you for calling in. And also thank you to Karen Campbell Benton for shifting that on the show with me. This is why I do this show, is when I get a little picture of a baby that's absolutely healthy and the mom is doing better and the situation is improving. Now, we're not always going to get, you know, total perfection, but if we can improve someone's situation so that they can take the next step to improve their situation, that's what makes my heart sing. That's why I teach the seminars. And speaking of the seminars, I just wanted to say that I do have, they'll be posted on my website very quickly here. I have a layer one that's in February 2nd, 3rd, 4th. The Shift Happens live talk event will be on the Friday night. And then we have the seminar on the Saturday, Sunday. Same thing for layer two in March. And that will be on, again, on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then we will be having the layer three on April 27, 28, and 29. That will be our first layer three. I'm really excited to have everybody back for that. But the reason I wanted to mention this is, as I said, I will be speaking at the Illuminate Psychic Fair, and I have a very special offering there for people who want to take the seminars, and also if they want to use the before and after follow-up program, Float Your Boat. So if you're at the fair, make sure you come to the booth and ask us about that. And then I was wondering how many people actually read those newsletters that I put so much work into and Jessica puts into. So I'm going to have a little treat, a little gem in there for those of you who would also perhaps like to attend the seminars or the teleshifting and have maybe a nice little treat, you know, a discount on it. And this is available only for the people in the newsletter contacting us and at the Illuminate Psychic Fair. I also will be at the Holistic Fair the following weekend on Sunday, the 28th. And so I'm looking forward to all of this. I want to now just wrap up with the aspects of life, just to give people a little bit of an idea of what I mean by that. So most of us operate on a day-to-day basis with what I call false obligations to society. You know, we get into a place where we have to, you know, have this, or we have to have that, or we need to dress a certain way, or we need to have a certain job, or we need to do this or this or this, and woulda, shoulda, coulda, comes up. And so a lot of people, really, they don't enjoy their job. They don't enjoy their work. They don't enjoy the direction their life is going in, but they feel trapped in that because of society's demands and of perhaps, the ancestors and all of that. So with these astrological cards that I'm doing right now, the card that I just picked now is courage. Having the courage to face what happened when you were younger, and having the courage to recognize when you would have maybe made better choices. And then you can always choose now to float your boat a little bit more smoothly so that there's more balance. And so the card that came in now is that green one again. I have a feeling that little dragonfly is going to get started painting today once I have time. This is the balance card. This is about balancing all of those 12 aspects. And I'm just going to quickly tell you what those are. This is from my book, The Truth is Funny. The 12 main aspects, as I said, if you go through, Aries would be the first, and that's do. And so you want to allow yourself to be spontaneous and impulsive, to make heartfelt choices as well as logical choices. So this is about, I am here on the earth, and, whether I'm going to do or be. And receive is the next one, and that would be the Taurus. And that's when the toddler comes along. And it's taking this information in from all of your senses and then being able to receive through your senses and be able to manifest on the third dimensional plane. Taurus is really about luxury and finer things in life and, you know, the good things in life. And so being willing to receive. And so we want to make sure that give and receive is more equal. For a lot of people, people that listen to this type of show have a tendency to be more into esoteric matters and have a tendency to have more of a challenge to receive sometimes than people who they overgive, is what I'm saying. It's not so much about not receiving in this case that goes weak. It's more about overgiving. And so the thing about overgiving is if we overgive, we start to become resentful, and then the gift we're giving other people isn't that great. And then we're looking at them and wondering, why aren't they more appreciative? And it's because if you give something with resentment, that energy is not that pleasant, actually. And so people have a negative reaction to it. It's important to have balance there. I don't know if I'll get through all of these, but I can always go through them the next show if not, because I want to correct what comes up. Learn. So that would be our third one, and that would be the Gemini. And that's kind of like the school age. That's when you're first going to school, and that's kind of like about what I talk about. A lot of people confuse their brain with their mind, and their mind with their brain. That was an energetic shift right there, to notice the difference. When your brain is in sync with your mind or with your heart, then your mind can't sabotage you and make you have make choices that you wouldn't make. When you're in sync with your heart, it means you're using your feeling. And that's the place where you can find the creative solutions. Well, I got through three of them because we've run out of time here. We're almost at the end of the show. So I'm just going to end that there and just say, that in general, when we're looking for balance, what we want to do is right now I'm working way more hours than is reasonable for one person. But I'm enjoying it because I'm painting dragons and getting these cards done, these astrological cards. I'm downloading a lot of information. I revel in it. It's my most blissful place to be. I enjoy being stimulated by this information and honing my skills to become even better. So every time I connect with all of you out there, and I connect with people in my sessions and at my seminars, what happens is it improves my ability to do this more and more and more. And so this is something that I when I share at my seminars, everybody knows how to do it on some level, and we all have the capability of doing it. And so, you know, just strengthening that for all of you out there. So if you're having kind of those moments that a lot of people are having right now where it seems like it's just like a lot. People are saying it's just a lot. We're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that you can break it down into small pieces and start to notice maybe which aspects of life you're leaning heavier on that eventually are going to upend your craft. Or you can shift it and have a nice smooth ride and ride the wave of infinite potential. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.